Blog Talk Radio.
Point out the colors in you, I see them too, and boy, I like them, I like them, I like them. We're way too fly to partake in all this hate, we out here vibing, we vibing, we vibing.
Alexa, play Ariana Grande.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servodidio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. If you'd like to be a guest, have a show idea, or a question, please send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Also, check out my book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, at ccbpublishing.com/aservodidio.html. Well, tonight I have such an incredible show planned. On the line, I have Victoria Caputo. She is an author, inspirational speaker, mental health advocate, survivor, and just 23 years old. Victoria is a new local author from Portchester, New York. Her book, Trust Me, Through the Eyes of a Survivor, tells her story with mental illness and how she's overcome those obstacles to go on and help others that struggle. Victoria, welcome, and thank you so much for being on Insight into Healing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your story in your book is just so inspiring, and I was so excited to have you on the show tonight. Please tell us how your journey began.
So my journey began when I was in middle school. I was in seventh grade, and I was going through a lot of the usual kind of hardships that a teenager at that age goes through with, you know, bullying and self-esteem issues and those kinds of things. And I started to realize that there was something much deeper going on with me, and it was out of my control. And I knew that there was some internal kind of self-discovery work that needed to be done in order to get the help that I needed.
Great. What were some signs that you were noticing that something was wrong?
Well, I was very hard on myself in the sense that there was a lot of self-hatred going on. I did not like anything about myself, and I kind of accepted the fact that I was always going to be kind of this, you know, this target for people to pick on. And then in addition to that, I noticed myself always being really depressed, always being really down, never really wanting to be social, and kind of losing interest in, you know, the things that once made me happy. They no longer made me happy. So that was a couple of the big red flags that, you know, I felt like there was something else deeper going on.
Yes. And I think bringing up bullying, it is such a horrible epidemic that's going on, and I think sometimes people don't realize the serious impact it has on its victims, the life-changing environment that it is, and that it really damages so many people.
Yeah, people really do not understand how harsh, you know, words can be. And you might say something and think it's funny, but, you know, there are things that I know that people have said to me, you know, the bullies have said to me, that I will never forget. And, you know, it's been 10 years since then. So, you know, it's really has a much stronger impact than a lot of people think.
Yes. And I think, you know, people say a lot of times, oh, you know, kids will be kids. But as you're saying, things that have been said, things that have been done to certain people, they stick with you for many, many years. And as I always say, we have this negative monologue that sometimes runs in our head when there's been trauma, when there's been bullying, abuse, and it becomes our this speech that goes on and on in our head, and it's so hard to combat that. And I think the bullying really enforces those negative monologues. And I really commend you for coming forward and writing your book and wanting to give back to others and share your story. How was it writing your book?
It was a little challenging at first, kind of putting everything onto paper. You know, I have so many thoughts and feelings and everything's just kind of racing through my mind, but getting it into clear, concise sentences on paper was surprisingly challenging. But as I was doing it, I knew that it was going to hopefully someday help someone. And as I was doing it, I knew that I was doing it for the right reasons, and I knew that it was worth it, and it was time to share my story and time to make a difference.
Yes. And it is, as an author too, I know sometimes it's so hard to put it on that paper and have it come out and keep rewriting and looking at it, but I think it's so powerful when it's out there and also when others are reading it. What is it, the message or the themes you would like your readers to take from reading your book?
The first and foremost message that I hope everyone takes away from reading my book is that you are not alone. When everyone is, you know, going through, you know, mental illness and depression and anxiety and whatever, you know, is going on, most of the time people think they're alone. And that is the complete opposite of the truth, because there are so many people struggling, especially in today's society. And that was the main focus, was to let people know that they are not alone. And if they ever feel alone, you know, at least they know that there's one other person that is there for them. And then in addition to that, you know, the second theme is to realize and to know that there is hope. There's always light at the end of the tunnel, and recovery is possible. It took me a long time to learn that, to realize that there are ways of getting help, and there are ways of not being trapped in my mental illness. And that's definitely an important part of this book that I'm hoping readers take away from it.
And I agree with you 100% with one of not being alone, because I find as a psychotherapist, so many people isolate or have a stigma or feel guilty or feel embarrassed, and they isolate themselves and they feel that they have to deal with this on their own, that no one else is suffering. So I think that is so important, that we are here together, that everyone is suffering from something, and that you don't have to get over this on your own or work through it on your own. And two, I think the hope, as you said, there's always hope, and I think there's always reaching out to others, finding community, reading a book like yours, to be able to hear and see another testimony of someone else's story and receive inspiration from that.
Absolutely. And something else about my book that is very unique is that I'm very young. I've been going through all these things since I was in middle school, so I'm only 23 now. And, you know, I'm a young woman in today's society who has lived this. You know, I'm not someone who studied psychology and mental illness and wrote about it. Like, I've actually lived this experience. So, you know, people, it's great that people study this and put their studies out there, but to hear it from someone who's actually lived it, I mean, that's the whole title of the book. You can trust me because I've been there.
Yes. I think people can relate to it. And I think when people are reading the book can say, that sounds familiar. Yes, I understand those feelings. I think also the vulnerability that you have to write that book, to share your story, is so important, because it's so hard when you're in pain, when people are suffering, is to be able to reach out for help, also to be able to show that vulnerability. And I think it's incredible at such a young age and with your story to be able to come up and write a book. How long did it take for you to write this book?
I've been using writing as an outlet ever since middle school, when all this started. I was a very shy person and wasn't really open to talking about it, so I decided to write a lot of my feelings down. And since I've always loved writing and, you know, that was my passion, I kind of always had a dream of being an author someday. And, you know, so I kind of like, I always knew that I wanted to write a book like this. I started in high school. I kind of dabbled with it a little bit, but it really picked up in college when I was an English major and my minor was in creative writing. And my English professors, you know, were able to help me edit it and help me, you know, get it all concise and together. And that's really when it came alive. So I would say it took me about 5 years total.
Wow. And what type of things you cover your story? What type of topics are being discussed and explained throughout the book?
So I start off the book with talking about heartbreak, because while that's not a mental illness, that is something that can have such an effect on someone's life and can have such an effect on their mentality that I thought it was really important to include that. And then after that, it goes into depression, and it goes into anxiety, it goes into borderline personality disorder, which I have, as well as eating disorders. And then after that, it goes into the kind of things that come with mental illness. So self-harm, there's a chapter on suicide. And then, you know, the book kind of ends with, you know, if you're considering taking medication and considering therapy, what you should know, you know, the pros and cons of each, you know, trying to help people who might not know how to get help.
And I think that's so important because, one, when someone is in so much pain and suffering, it's hard to even have the motivation to get help. But then to try to find what's right for you and be able to have the strength to see what type of therapy works for you, what type of therapist, is it medication? That's a whole different layer that each person has to navigate through.
Right, and it can be very overwhelming. I mean, for me, medication-wise, I felt like nothing was working. So I was put on like 3 medications at once, and they, you know, they kept switching up my cocktail, and it was very overwhelming. And if I had someone who, you know, has been there before and could have talked me through it, I know how much it would have helped me.
Yes. And I think sometimes, a lot of times when people are starting off with medication, they try, the doctor, the psychiatrist, whoever is prescribes so many different cocktails, so many different types, and really not sure because each person is so different. It might work for someone really great, but for the next person with similar symptoms, it doesn't work. And I think that's also very sometimes discouraging and defeating for that to happen. But I think being prepared with the knowledge, as you said, to say, okay, this happens. This is common. It's not something's wrong with me or anything. This is part of this protocol of what's going on, at least helps educate the person on the whole process.
Right. It's very important to be informed. So that's what I aimed for, you know, towards the end of my book. That way people can get help in a way that they think is the best for them. And then taking it from there with psychiatrists or therapists, you know, they can obviously guide you, but it took me a long time to realize that no one is going to know me better than myself. And if I don't think that I'm getting the proper help that I need, then I have to make a change myself. No one's going to do it for me.
Yes. And I agree with you 100%. It's your journey. Someone can help guide you and facilitate the path, but really it's up to you to make it your own and for you to know what works for you, how does it feel for you, what fits into your life. And I think that's so important and also so empowering to know that you do have a voice and you do have a choice.
Yes, definitely. In the mindset of mental health, you know, no one has asked for this. No one asked to have their brain be this way. So there's a lot of powerlessness that you feel when you're trapped in, you know, in what feels like your life. It feels like you can't get out of it and, you know, you're helpless. So having those choices of how to help yourself and knowing that there is help out there, it's very empowering and definitely helps you get through a process that could be overwhelming at times.
How long did it take you to find the right medication, to find the right therapist, the right regimen, the right treatment that you felt like, okay, this is working, this is something that I could work with?
I went through about 5 different therapists, and I found one that I liked, and I stuck with her for about a year, and then I kind of moved on. I mean, that's what happens. You can become close with these people, and then, you know, if someday you don't feel like something's right, then you make that change. I mean, you just have to know what you think is helping you. For me, personally, you know, I'm one of the few people that medication just never really did anything for me, so I'm actually currently not on a medication regimen. But after trying so many different medications, I know now that, okay, medication's not going to work for me, so what am I going to do that's going to help myself? And that's kind of where, you know, I went into this book. For me, helping others is my regimen. Helping others is what makes me happy to be who I am.
It's incredible. It's really incredible. And I think it's empowering, but also the strength that you have of being vulnerable and sharing and being who you are and saying who this is so powerful and also so encouraging for those around you. How are your friends, your family reacting to all of this?
In the beginning, you know, my parents were a little hesitant, not in a negative way, but just more nervous for me. Like, you're putting yourself out there. We want to make sure you can handle it. And that was a big fear that I had. But at the same time, I knew that putting myself out there is going to make a difference and hopefully save some lives. So it was worth it if I was a little uncomfortable at times. Have I been? Yes, but overall, it's been a great experience. My friends, my family have been insanely supportive. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. So the fact that now I have this book out and everyone's showing me so much love and so much support, it really means a lot. And it really, you know, almost encourages me to want to do more and want to keep going with this and keep writing and keep helping people because like I said, without them, I wouldn't be here. So I'm really lucky to have such a great support system.
Yes. And I think also with what you're saying is being able to give it back and to help others is also so empowering and inspiring for you. And I think also, you know, sometimes people don't realize it does take a while. This doesn't happen overnight, and that's okay. And it's, if you know, there's different barriers, there's different obstacles that go along the way. Yes, they're upsetting, but not to give up. That there's the hope to keep going and keep moving forward towards your goal. Were there any typical barriers or obstacles that really made this journey tough for you?
The biggest one I'd have to say is I was a very shy person. I mean, I've always been a shy person, so that's why when people, you know, see that I'm putting myself out there like this, it's kind of a shock to a lot of people who know me pretty well. But the major thing that's been a huge barrier in a way is a little bit of myself, because I'm putting out all of these great, you know, these great mantras and these great things that people should live by, that there's hope and that there's recovery and, you know, all these amazing things that are true. But at the same time, I've almost felt a little bit of a pressure to kind of like say to myself, like, okay, like you have to be fixed. You know, you can't ever have like a relapse. You can't ever have like, you know, a depressive mood or that kind of thing. And that was a big hurdle getting over that, because, you know, I'm trying to be this inspirational role model to people. So I'm almost trying to be perfect, and there's no way that's going to happen because I'm not recovered. I'm definitely farther than I was, but it's been a challenge trying to let myself know that it's okay. I could still be a role model and still be going through what I'm going through.
Yes. And that is so incredible what you're saying. It brings up such an incredible point that, number one, we're not perfect. None of us are. We all are struggling. We all have our issues in different things, in different ways. But that doesn't mean that we can't still move forward. We can't still heal and inspire others. And I think also so many times people think that you have to be healed or you have to be cured and then you're never going to have any problems or struggles. That's not the goal. That's not realistic. Life is these different ups and downs that happen. But I think it's being able to know whatever life throws at me. Yes, it'll be painful. It could be hard at times. But to know that in yourself you have the strength and that you can get through this is the important message, not that we have to be perfect. And I'm so happy you brought that up because I think so many people are so hard on themselves. They judge themselves, oh, this, I didn't do this, I didn't do this. And they have all these different milestones that they have to hit before they believe that they're successful. We're just saying, you're successful for even embarking on this journey. That is the most strength and resilience than most people have.
I mean, absolutely. The goal is to find the strength in yourself to overcome these obstacles. I mean, there's a saying that suicide is such a unfortunately known topic nowadays. However, it's the permanent solution to a temporary problem. And a lot of people don't see it that way when you're in it. Because, I mean, for me, one of the hardest things I've ever done in my entire life is staying alive when that was the last thing I wanted to do. It's a really hard thing to say, okay, I'm going to get up tomorrow and, you know, my brain is going to be this way the rest of my life. And, you know, it's very scary. It's a very hard thing to wrap your head around. So once you have, you know, that strength to be like, I can get up, I can do this, you can fight back. I mean, if I could do it, anyone else can.
And how has it been for you? You know, we're seeing all these different things on the media, different stars and celebrities suffering from depression, overdose, and suicide. What is that like for you when you hear about this?
It is so tragic in general, no matter who it is. But when it's a celebrity, someone that we think has it all, and clearly they don't, clearly they're struggling. It's very, for me, it's almost like an out-of-body experience because I've lost countless friends to suicide. I've attempted suicide myself. I'm very familiar with the feelings and the emotions with it. So when I hear things like that, especially about celebrities who, like I said, we think are like these holy gods, it's crazy. It's like, wow, this person, so we thought, had everything, and they couldn't find the strength to keep going. How am I going to do that? If they couldn't do it, how am I going to do it? You know, it's a scary thought. And when I hear about these poor people and these celebrities, Robin Williams and Kate Spade and all these sad things and people that we look up to, it does. It really takes a toll on me. And I think it takes a toll on everyone who either loves those celebrities or, you know, knows what suicidal thoughts feel like. And it's very traumatic. It just keeps reminding me that there is so much more work to be done in this field and so much more help to give.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, by you coming on the show about writing this book really brings up that people, we don't have to suffer in silence anymore. And I think if anyone's listening to this show, to really let that sink in, suffering in silence is not the way to go. To please reach out, to please not give up, and to come out and tell your story or to get help, which is so important because I feel so many times when people are suffering in silence, it's hard to, you don't get out of your own way. It's being able to be exposed to other people and other things to help you pull you out of that rabbit hole that you've gone down.
Absolutely. It's very challenging. I mean, for the longest time, I thought that I was going to be trapped in my mental illness for the rest of my life. I thought that I was going to be depressed and anxious 24/7 for the rest of my life. And that is no way, A, to live, or B, to even contemplate living. You know, there's no way that a person can get through that. So you should, you know, you could try to get help. And that's important, like I said, to know. It took me a long time to realize that. And that's the goal with this book.
And it's never too late to get help. It's never
absolutely
too
not
bad. It's never, never. There's always hope, and there's always a way out to work through something. To never
absolutely.
Give
and
up
there's
hope.
Always going to be someone there. Even if it's not a family member, if it's not a friend, it's me. You know, I mean, I hope that people reading this book, if they feel like they have no one else in the world, I hope they know that they have me. It's very, very easy to contact me, and I'm open to all of that. And I'm happy to help anyone who feels like they're alone and needs to talk to someone. I'm always there.
How can people find your book? How can they follow you, contact you?
So I have a Facebook page. It's Victoria Caputo, author, and I do a lot of, I get a lot of contacts through that. People have also reached out through my email, which is victoriacaputo4@gmail.com, because I have a couple of promotional flyers that have it, so I get people from there. The book can be found mainly on Amazon, but it's also, you know, on all major book retailer websites, and it's very readily available, which is great because, you know, it's such an important topic that needs so much coverage and so much support that I'm really hoping, you know, it gets out there to those people that need it.
Yes. And you're also going to be in Norwalk promoting your book. Can you please tell my listeners about that?
Yes, I'm going to be participating in the 2018 Independent Authors Day, which is in Norwalk, Connecticut, at the Norwalk Public Library. So there will be about 50 or more local or independent authors who will be there selling their books and talking with readers and networking with other authors. And it's going to be a really great experience for, you know, for anyone who maybe interested in writing or just loves reading or just loves the written language. I love the fact that I can take my writing and my thoughts and communicate them to the world. I mean, that's the best part about being an author, is knowing that people are getting impacted by my words. And this event, it's on October 13th. It's an all-day event at the Norwalk Public Library in Connecticut. And it's going to be a great day, and I hope that everyone can come by and, you know, ask me questions and take some pictures and try to get the word out there that hope is right here.
Yes. And we're about at the end of the show, but I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on the show, for sharing your story, and also for writing this book, because I know there's so many people out there listening who need that hope, who've needed just to hear your story and also to be able to read your book to let them know that there's always that light at the end of the tunnel.
Thank you. I'm really glad I could be on the show and hopefully give that light and that hope to your listeners.
Yes, and I'm definitely looking forward to having you on the Alexa Show in November. So my viewers and listeners will definitely be hearing from you again. We are going to be following you closely and looking forward to more books and more of your success. You're an amazing, amazing woman and inspiration, and I'm just so happy you're on the show.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be a part of it.
Yes, thank you. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. If you'd like to send an email, please send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Everyone, have a good night. And God bless.